This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Sarah Gardner. The Federal Trade Commission passed new rules this year to stop companies from saying that their products are good for the planet, if they're not. Thing is, though, most people don't seem to pay much attention to those claims anyway. Professionals in the branding and marketing world will tell you getting more consumers to go green is harder than you might think. From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, Eve Tro reports.
Ask people if they want to buy products that are better for the environment, and they pretty much all say yes.
I like the idea of being more conscious about buying products that use post-consumer waste.
It would probably be preferable if we found ways to increase how we recycle and what we recycle.
That's a video made by Cascades, the personal paper products company. In it, everyday people chime in on a new eco-friendly toilet paper. But ask them what's most important in a toilet paper.
Whether it's absorbent or not.
When you pull it off the roll, you don't want it to break.
I don't want John Wayne toilet paper.
Softness is a key.
Cascades had to consider those things first when it set out to make a new toilet paper that's unbleached, meaning not white. At first, they just tried skipping the bleach.
And the product came out really gray and dirty. It didn't look high-end at all.
Isabel Favre is a marketing director at Cascades. She says they added a light beige overtone.
So that's where we decided to introduce about 20% corrugated fiber.
Meaning 20% brown cardboard boxes. Yeah. VP of sales Dennis Lyon says the task seemed crazy.
We just never thought you'd be able to get the softness to the level that we did.
Cascades started by selling it to businesses only. Early adopters were companies eager to go green, think indie coffee shops and boutique hotels. Then college campuses caught on. A sample roll in the marketplace office elicited comments from, "Great, soft, I'd totally buy it," to, "Get that away from me." Cascades expects to roll out its beige toilet paper in stores next year. But getting people to use a product away from home when it's the only option is much different than getting them to choose it from a shelf of white, fluffy competitors.
People say one thing and do quite another thing.
That's Debbie Millman at Sterling Brands. She says in focus groups, people want to sound good. But at the store, especially on a budget, they go with products they know.
People do still want to be comfortable and they want something delicious and they want something that is going to make them feel good. They don't want to have a trade-off.
To get broad appeal, a green product has to work as well or even better than regular stuff and cost the same or less, and people have to get it.
We require a completely different approach when it comes to the mainstream.
Freya Williams is co-founder of Ogilvy Earth, a division of the ad company. She says about 15% of Americans are super greens. They care a lot about the planet and buy accordingly. Polar bears, tree frogs, burlap packaging totally works on them. But 66% of consumers she calls middle greens. If you get too earthy,
it signals it's for a crunchy granola hippie or a rich elitist snob, not them. We have to lose the crunch.
One way to do that? Make green products about the future, she says. Tout hybrid cars, for example, as high tech, high performance. And don't mention a climate change apocalypse, because fear isn't the emotion you want to instill around, say, beer. And beer is what comes to mind for Williams when she sums up what green products need.
We need our Bud Light moment for sustainability marketing.
The goal is to make green normal, she says. Have the earth-friendly products blend in and add value on the shelf and in people's lives. I'm Eve Tro for Marketplace.